Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm alone. Hey guys, this is my first solo podcast. Just gonna jump right into it. I have no idea what to talk about. Like usual, this is improvising. So, I don't think I've ever really explained what the summary, the premise of this podcast is. Technically, it's a solo podcast. It's my podcast. I run it. It's me. However, I do have a selection of people, of guests that come on a podcast. Lately it's just been, Megan and Jeremy, because they're the only ones that are ever, like, available and down a pod. But, you know, it really annoyed me, though. How, like, mad people are like, oh, I want to be on a podcast. I want to be on a podcast. I'd be like, all right, come tomorrow. They're like, and it's like, I get it. You know, people have plans. But don't tell me you want to be on a podcast. Every time I ask you to be on a podcast, you're like, suck my ass. So all of you haters out there, suck my ass. Because you're no good or better than anybody else. That's a vine. You youngins don't know about that. Suck my ass. Fuck you. So basically, this podcast is just comedy. It's improv. It's whatever I want it to be. Sometimes I get serious. A lot of the times I'm just being a little funny, making funnies, jokey jokes. It's a joke. And that's what I like to do. I mask my pain with comedy and improv. I have depression. That's not a joke. It might sound like a joke the way that I explained, but it's not. I think I have a very sarcastic way of talking, to be honest. So the reason I'm alone today is because I don't have a guest. Usually I record on Wednesdays, sometimes Thursdays, but this Thursday, nobody's out. All the boys are at work, and I don't have anybody else that is available to do it right now because I have plans after. I also do have to have a life outside of work and podcasting. The reason I didn't record Wednesday yesterday is because I decided to pick up extra hours at work, and I worked 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then after 8 p.m., who the fuck is going to come to my house to do a podcast? Nobody. And, you know, I was going to have a special episode for you guys. It was going to be my mom. I actually did start recording with my mom about 2 weeks ago. But something happened with my grandma, so mid-episode, I had to take a phone call. And, yeah, it was just, you know, it kind of messed everything up. But, you know, my grandma's okay. For those of you that would be like, oh, that's fucked up. She's fine. She's fine. So now she is staying with us temporarily. I'm not sure how long. I haven't seen my little sister in a while. I only see her at work. I work with her. Got her the job because I care about her. I love you. Thank you. So I just took a massive dump. But I took a dump. And while I was taking a dump, I watched a cougar eat a watermelon. It's kind of cool. No, I'm not talking about, like, a gilf. A cougar. No. A literal, like, a cat. Like a cougar. Big-ass cat. Eat a watermelon. Bit right through the watermelon like it was an apple. Crazy, right? I actually don't mind doing solo. The only thing is, like, I am so bored. I don't have anybody to talk to right now. And just listening to myself talk feels kind of weird. I don't know if I can do that for an hour. So this honestly might just be a short episode just in place of, you know, for tomorrow. Because I don't know. I can't make it work tomorrow. I mean, what, like 2 weeks ago when I had Jeremy on, I dropped it later in the day, you know, at like 5-6 o'clock. Still dropped it on Friday, but like, I don't like doing that. I set the pod to drop at 3 a.m. on Fridays, Because, you know, I understand some people got jobs and they work early, they're up early, and they want something to listen to. So I got to give the people what they want. I want to try to accommodate all parties. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck about the people that wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. They got plenty to listen to at 8 o'clock in the morning. Fuck. I wake up at 6. And sometimes I want something new to listen to on the way to work. And, you know, I can't do that if someone drop an episode at 12 o'clock. Because I'm not going to listen to it on my way home from work. When I get out of work, I'm trying to turn up. You know what I mean? I got music blasting. Turn the fuck up, bro. That's what I do when I get out of work. There is a couple things I want to talk about. Polo G. I love Polo G. That's one thing. I love Polo G. I think he is the best new rapper out right now. Debatable with the best, but I like him the most out of all the new rappers. Also Lil Baby. He's also on top. Drake, yes, I know Drake has always been on top, but it's getting old. It's not getting old in the way that he doesn't make hits anymore. It's just getting old in the way, like, I've been listening to Drake since he came out, you know, and he always does make a hit, but it's still Drake after all this time. I don't know. I need new people, and so far the only new people that I'm with is Polo G and Lil Baby. Also, Lil Durk, I don't mind him no more. I used to hate him.
Durk, yo.
So, you know, it's not, he's not too bad no more to me. I used to think he was a butt. G Herbo, I still don't fuck with G Herbo. Not that his music is bad, it's just, it's bad. And it's not bad, because a bunch of people like him. I'm probably just a hater. It's not my type. Then again, I can't really say shit, because I make my own music, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that think it's trash. You know, I very, very much could be trash. But I make the kind of music that I like, the kind of music that I listen to. So sometimes if I feel like I'm Post Malone, I'll make a song that's Post Malone-esque. You know, if I feel like 504, and I'm making a 504 type song. You know, that's what I did last week. I made it in like a day or two, and I just didn't drop it. I'm sitting on it right now. And I noticed something. The way that I talk, it varies all the time. Because I know when I was growing up and when I live, you know, like in the projects, in the North End, in the ghetto and all that shit, the way I talked with my friends there, completely different than the way I talk once I started working in a predominantly white town. So now that I started working with all those people, you know, I think my dialect, my accent, all that stuff changed a little bit. I don't know why. I think that's normal, though. I think a lot of people are like that. They change the way they're talking based on who they're talking to. Just for better understanding, because I know I took an order yesterday in the drive-thru. I said, "Good afternoon, what can I get for you today?" Just like that. And dude was like,
"What?"
And I'm like, "Bro, you don't know English?" So I said,
"Good afternoon, what can I get for you today?"
It's just some more fucking surfer bullshit that he could probably understand. He was like, "Oh, yeah." I'm like, "Man, get the fuck out of here, bro. Have you ever been around any town except this one? Have you never heard anybody else talk besides your white counterparts? Fuck out of here." Anyways, enough of that shit. I don't want to get too racy and send the wrong message anyways. But I do change the way I talk depending on who I'm talking to. Like when I'm with the boys, when I'm chilling, I'm comfy, you know what I mean? I know who's around. I talk like me. The way I've always, you know, talk. I don't try to be something I'm not. I don't try to talk like somebody I'm not. You know what I mean? Like some people be like, "Oh, I noticed that too." Like if I'm around one of my suburban friends, right? And I answer a phone call or I call one of my other friends and I start talking the way that I normally do. Be like, "Why are you talking like that? You don't talk like that." Bitch, yes I do. Normally I don't even talk the way that I talk to you. You just don't know. They don't know. People love to think that they know you, and they do not. They know what you let them know. They know what you tell them. But there's so much more to everybody, and there's so much more to me on the inside and in my real life and all my other friends than a lot of people know. And everybody might know different things too. And you know another thing I hate? I hate when people think that they got dirt on you because you told them something in confidence, right? Like, all right, normal. I don't send dick pics to the homies, but I'll send funny meme-like pictures that might include my ball sack in it. I'm not sending them nudes. I'm sending them a funny picture that has my nuts. And then you got to be careful. You send shit like that too, though. Because, like, if y'all ever had a falling out or something, they might think that's dirt. And they might try to embarrass you with that. And it's like, I'd probably be embarrassed at the moment. Because, like, who the fuck does that, first of all? That's some pussy shit. But, like, it's my nuts, to be honest. And if you post that shit, that's revenge porn. And I will sue the fuck out you, bitch. I sue your pants off. Oh. So, yeah. If you have anybody listening, if you have any pictures of my nuts, any embarrassing pictures of me, anything like that that I would not want anybody seeing, and you release that, that is revenge porn. And that is also posting my pictures, my explicit pictures, my private pictures, without my consent. And I'm pretty sure that's illegal. And I'll sue the fuck out you, bitch, like I said. So don't do it. Next topic I want to get into. I have irregular bowel movements. I don't shit normally. And I hate it. I wish I was one of those people that could just go in the bathroom, take a shit, wipe, and be done in 5 minutes. 5 minutes flat, bro. I don't get how people do that. I think that's crazy. Another thing to add real quick. I don't mind doing this alone because I don't have to stare at somebody directly in the face. I can go on my phone while I'm talking. Like I'm texting right now and I'm saying I'm recording a solo podcast right now instead of going to the gym. I was supposed to go to the gym and work out just because I'm getting fat. But like, what's up, girl? Absolutely not. I got shit to do. I got to give the people what they want. I got a duty and duty call, man. I'm here and I'm recording for y'all. Cool thing about this solo shit, though, is I'm really testing my abilities right now. Testing my abilities to improvise. Testing my abilities to keep something going, keep a conversation going as long as I can. So maybe my abilities aren't all there. Maybe I don't have the necessary capabilities to reach an hour. But I know I've been here for just about 15 minutes, just straight up talking about whatever by myself. And I think that should say something. You know, doing a podcast is something that I've wanted to do for a while, ever since I started listening to podcasts a couple years ago. But I never had the actual idea or took any of the initiative to actually start one until about a month and a half ago. But the idea to actually start one came, you know, almost a year ago. Somebody hit me up, was like, yo, I want to do a pod with you, whatever. Shout out my guy, Elvi. I only know him on Facebook, but he's from my city. So, only know him on Facebook, though. And we're supposed to start a pod, but, you know, we kept putting it off. I'm not going to put it all on him. That's not fair. You know, people got their own lives. People got shit they deal with. Everybody got demons and stuff. So, I'm not saying, we'll never talk down on him. He's a great man. But kept dodging me. But like I said, that's okay. I understand. So anyways, I had ended up buying a mic about, yeah, like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And I was just fucking around with it for like a week or two. I was just, you know, making funny songs, just chilling, like everything. I tried to re-record some of the songs that I had made and never released. Get better audio and stuff, and Some of them came out good. Some of them came out worse just because I cannot keep that same tone. My songs are not consistent. Like, I just dropped a song like 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I was actually singing in the end of the song. Like, I was singing. Like, Post Malone-ish, like I said. And I tried to record it again. I recorded it originally on this microphone, so I didn't need to record for clearer audio. But I tried to record it again to see if I can get it to sound better. Like, a couple days later, I could not do it. I cannot sound the same exact way that I sounded before. And it's really annoying as fuck, but whatever. So that's why, believe it or not, most of the songs that I make, I finish them like that day because I have to. Because I have to have the same sound. I need to be in the same setting. Everything needs to be here because I don't want to record in my car, and then I don't want to record some of my house, and some of my house sounds better, some of my car sounds better. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. I need it to all be consistent through the whole song. And the volumes, I need them to be the same. I need the mic to be in the exact same place. My headphones to be in the exact same position that I started with. So when I do a song, I want to get it done now. I think I'd probably shine really well in a studio setting. Like, if I went to a studio, my boy Sia is actually a rapper. He's amazing, talented artist. And he told me, he wants to go to school with me, and I set him down. I also, however, don't really want to spend money. That's the thing. I don't want to pay for studio time, but I'm not going to make him pay for all the studio time if I'm going to, you know what I mean? But what was I saying? Only thing, I'm shy. I have stage fright, believe it or not. But Sia, though, I'm real proud of him. He's definitely progressed a lot in his music. I think he's underappreciated and underrated. Real big thing for him, though, where it was real good. It's a gift. And, all his hard work paid off. He dropped an album, mixtape, and it was actually hosted by Dave East, which was pretty cool. So Dave East is not in the songs necessarily, but he's in, like, interludes and shit like that. Like, he just introduces the next song on the mixtape and shit like that. It was real cool hearing that, hearing, like, Dave East. Like, everybody knows Dave East. It was cool hearing Dave East introduce him, my guy, like my brother. And I'm real proud of him for that. And I really want him to succeed. I want all the boys to succeed.
I'm getting emotional.
Just kidding. I'm not. I ain't no bitch. I don't have emotions. It's like I have depression and anxiety and ADHD, blah, blah, blah. So this morning, yesterday, actually, we'll start yesterday. Long ass shift, 13 hours. It's not the longest shift I've ever done, but it's still a long ass shift, and I don't want to do that. I didn't eat after about 2 o'clock. I didn't eat shit. And then I came home. Nothing to eat, bro. No dinner was made. There's nothing I could just throw in the microwave and eat like now. So I went to bed hungry. And this morning I woke up early because, I don't want to get into my schedule. But whatever, I woke up. I left my house at about 8 o'clock and picked up a country fried steak for breakfast with scrambled eggs and like Cajun home fries. And I sat in the parking lot of work and ate it. And Megan pissed me off because he was like, I don't want to say he was rushing me, but he said, come in so I can go change my shirt. Bitch, fuck you and your shirt, Megan. I love you, though. So I was like, nah, I'm eating right now. And then he was telling me, oh, you're going to take a drawer because I don't want to wait for this and that. I was like, nah, bro, the person coming in is staying later than me. Why the hell am I going to take a drawer and then switch it off for somebody later? You just being a little bitch. That's what it is. I just told him to leave me alone because, you can't argue with Megan sometimes. He don't get it. Shout out Megan, though. I'm still going to talk shit about you, though, and I don't give a fuck if you hear. There's some things you need to realize, but I love you, though. I hit up Jeremy on my way home to see what he was doing, if he wanted a pod real quick. I also want to play him my new song because I haven't dropped it yet. No, Jeremy has a job. Like, imagine having a fucking job, bro. Imagine not being a professional podcaster and spending all your time and money on podcasting. Imagine that. Speaking of money on podcasting, boy, I'm not doing well. I'm not doing well. But that's all right. You got to spend money to make money. I want to get better equipment and shit. And I want to get some, you know, soundproof panel shits on my walls. I want to make half of my room a studio, man. But it's hard. That does cost money, and I don't have that. I think right now, well, right now, Anchor is my only, sponsor, quote unquote, because that's the platform that I use to, my mom's like, yeah, my grandma's fine. Anchor is my only sponsor right now because that's the platform that I use to distribute the podcast and edit it and everything. And I don't get paid much from that. It translates to like a cent or something per play. A little more than 1 cent per play. And I don't have as much support as, you know, I thought I did. You know, it's a lot of fake love and shit, you know, surrounding me. A lot of fake support. And I'm not really here for that. I don't fuck with that too much. You know, I post something on Facebook. You know, be like, oh, I'm doing this. You know, I'm excited to start this journey. I'm excited to start doing this and that. And I'll get, like, you know, mad reacts and stuff. And everybody's, like, with it. Or they sound like it, right? Or they sound like they want it. And then as soon as I post a link to my podcast or, you know, a link to my songs that I'm dropping, you know, it's crickets. Everybody's just quiet. Nobody fuck with me now, you know what I mean? I'll get like 1-2 shares maybe. And it's mainly just the homies, my 3 boys. Those are, you know, that's my family, Jordan, Scott, Jeremy. The main ones who actually support and go out of their way to support, you know what I mean? Like, pressing share on Facebook takes almost zero energy from you. Like, just to support, you know what I mean? Like, if everybody that saw that post pressed share on it, I could have been way farther than I am already. You know what I mean? I know it's only 5 episodes, but, like, I could have been in a better place. I could have, even my music could have maybe took off somewhere. Something like that, just exposure is all that, you know, that's... Exposure plays the biggest role in, you know, being successful. You know, you need to put your shit in the right place. You need to know the right people and, or, you know, reach the right people. I can't do that, you know, alone. You know, I mean, a podcast is not really anything if you don't have, you know, people listening to you. You don't have fans. You don't have supporters. You know, I got my friends, but friends isn't what's going to, you know, boost me. Friends isn't what's going to get me paid. You know, I'm not necessarily saying I'm doing a podcast for money. That is definitely a factor of it, though. I need some damn money. I'm doing a podcast because it's fun. You know, it's something that I want to do. It's something I want to send a message to people. You know, I want to touch a bunch of people, not like on their like genitals or nothing, or like inappropriately or inconsensually. I just want to reach people. I got a voice for a reason. You know, I want to use my voice. I want to use my platform to, you know, make people laugh, you know, give people some joy, give people something to look forward to every week, because I know everybody has their demons fighting their own battles and shit. And everyone just needs something to look forward to, something good for once. You know, I know, not to get too, you know, deep or emotional into my personal shit, but, you know, I struggle with a lot. You know, in real life and just in my mind, and it really helps me when there's something I could look forward to every week or every day, even like every month. You know, like my favorite podcast come out, One comes out on Monday, one comes out on Wednesday, and another one comes out on Tuesday as well. So, you know, I look forward to that every week. Make me laugh, you know, give me something to watch, give me something to listen to, something to do. And I want to be that, you know what I mean? I want to be something that people look forward to. I want to be something that people want to listen to. I want people to want to hear what I have to say, you know what I mean? I don't just want to be, you know, just another person in the world doing nothing, not contributing to society, you know? Now, I know my podcast isn't always all serious. It's usually funny, you know what I mean? Usually just comical. And I think comedy is important, you know? Ever since I was, like, younger, a lot of people would tell me, oh, you should do stand-up, you're funny, blah, 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 do stand-up. And I'm like, nah, bro, no way I'm doing stand-up. And I still don't want to do stand-up. I don't have the material. I don't have any jokes written. I don't know. You know, I improvise. I'm good at improv. I also have stage fright, so why the fuck would I do stand-up? But I just been hearing it ever since I was younger. And I figured a podcast, too, would be, you know, a great way to make people laugh, just like everyone's telling me that I do. So why not make it a podcast? Why not make this permanent? This is posted and it's permanent. Anyone can listen to it whenever. It's on the internet forever. Who knows? Maybe in a year from now, someone's going to listen to this episode. Or the episodes before that. You know what I mean? It's forever. So I'm leaving my mark in history. Internet history. Whatever the hell this is. I'm leaving my mark. You know. Because that's just what I want to do. I don't want to be nothing. I want to be a lot. It's not easy doing a podcast like this when, you know, you have so little time. Such little resources and stuff like that. You know, I work full time. I'm about to start going to school in August, which is, you know, going to be even more of a pain in the ass. I'm starting school in August. I'm doing night school and working full time in the mornings. You know, I got family, I got relationships, I got, you know, friends and shit. It's hard to find the time to do this podcast, but it's something that I still want to do, and I have to make time because, you know, this is what I signed up for. I'm going to school to be a mechanic, actually. And I think that could also improve the podcast a little bit, not just me being a mechanic, but just in school, you know, that gives more stuff to talk about, like more updates. You know, basically, any of you guys listening right now, you're with me for the, you know, for the journey. You're here listening to, you know, my everyday struggles, what I go through, you know, and just bullshitting, you know, talking to the homies, just bullshitting, chopping it up. And that's what y'all are here for. You get to see me progress and, you know, do better, do worse, even shit. I don't know. I can get worse than this. It can get so bad, and I don't even know. But for those of you listening, like, I really appreciate you. I appreciate all the real support, not that fake bullshit. You keep that shit the fuck from around me, bro. I don't want that. Don't fake support me. Do not do that. Even if you don't listen to the podcast, you could share it, and I appreciate that. But don't give me no fake support, bro. Do not. Don't sound like you're here for it and then do absolutely nothing. You scroll by this shit and don't even press play. Fuck you. Fuck you. I know it's not everybody's, like, you know, cup of tea and shit. This isn't everybody's type of thing. Not everyone listens to podcasts. Not everybody wants a comedy podcast. Not everybody wants to hear me talking. I understand that. But for those of you that do, thank you. I appreciate you. Shit, maybe in the future I'll get me some merch. You know what I mean? Y'all get merch. Maybe I'll do a little contest, a little giveaway. Y'all get some shit, you know? People like giveaways, and that's one way to get clicks. That is definitely a way to get clicks. What's it called? I want to start Instagram, man. I know I talked about it, but the thing is, I just... Give me a second. Nah, that's the name of the pod. I just, you know, I don't have the proper exposure. I don't have the proper, knowledge on social media and, you know, shit like that. Like, I know how to make an Instagram, obviously. I just don't know how to put myself out there without spending money. I don't know how to reach the right people. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. All I know how to do, if I had a podcast for the if I had an Instagram for the podcast, all I know how to do is post my next episode and put a link in my bio, and that's it. Don't know what to say. Don't know what to do. So that's another reason it's kind of hard starting a podcast with no money and no knowledge. You know, I probably could have did way more research, got all the necessary equipment, you know, better stuff like that. But I don't have the funds. I don't have time. So I had to wing it. And that's why we're here doing a solo episode. It's not easy at all. It's definitely more challenging than I thought it was going to be. And I just appreciate everyone that's here for the ride. I could have done way better the way I started. I know the episodes that I came out with recently, I know they were good. I believe in my heart that they were good episodes, especially for someone who's a beginner. I know on the last one there was a lot of background noise because on Megan's mic he had the gain turned all the way up, so it was picking up way too much just white noise, too much background noise. And I don't know if you guys heard it, but anybody who did, you know, sometimes he would turn his mic on and then it's clear as day because just my mic is on. It's not picking up anything extra, just me. And that was just an issue that we're having. But that goes back to, you know, needing better equipment. I can definitely use like a good audio interface and, you know, an extra person to just listen. You know, like most podcasts have, they always have the people in the background, like someone's listening to make sure all the sounds are good. There's nothing extra going on and they can turn people up or down. You know, it's all connected to that computer so they can watch it live in action and listen. And that's what I need. I need better mic stands. This thing is just standing on my desk. I need one of those I don't even know what they're called, but like basically the mic is just like up in the air in front of my face and I can move it forward, backwards, or whatever while making any noise or picking the shit up, you know what I mean? So a little swivel thing, it's just ascended up in the air. I need that. I need another mic. I got Megan let me borrow the snowball that's just been sitting on my desk. And I only use it for, you know, extra guests, but I haven't really had any. Oh, I told you, I started recording an episode with my mom. Hold on, I gotta vape real quick, bro. Alright, vape break is over. Even though y'all won't really be able to tell because I'm on the same recorder. I just paused it real quick and I'm back. I think I discussed everything that I needed to discuss today. I know this episode wasn't really that funny, you know, but like I said, it's not all comedy, it's not all improv. It can get deep sometimes, it can get real, and I don't know, that's just the versatility of the podcast, you know. I do whatever, you know, so I'm going to wrap it up. I just want to, you know, thank everybody who supports. I want to thank, you know, any friends and family who support, who listen, anybody that's here for it and stuff. I'm going to say again, you could click the link on... I have it on my Instagram, I'm pretty sure. Click the link in the description of the podcast, whatever platform you're listening to, it should be there. It'll bring you to Anchor. You could donate to the podcast. You can set up monthly payments to the podcast to, you know, for like a subscription type thing. I know everything in the world now is subscription based. Can't even fucking watch TV without a subscription. But you know, you could set your own amount. You can do all that. If you listen to this on Apple Podcasts, it would really help me if you leave, you know, a review, 5-star review. I believe that actually gets me a little bit more exposure. I'll probably put it at the top of some lists and shit, like new podcast, whatever, you know. You can follow it on Spotify, follow it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, all the other podcast platforms you can follow on there. You know. Do me a favor so I can, you know, keep putting these episodes out so I can keep, you know, doing what, like, I really like doing. because I do like this. I do have a passion for it. I have a passion for entertainment, for entertaining people. And, you know, it's hard with no money. It's hard with no support. But, you know, I'm here for it regardless. This is something I signed up for. This is, you know, what I want to do. So, again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for the support. And thank you for being here. And my rap name is J-Rob, by the way. Follow me on SoundCloud. All right, I'm out of here.